All right, y'all, it's spring, and you know what that means. It's time to start planning our summer festival traveling. Yep, it's time to get into my Airbnb bag cross-country, a.k.a. Time to visit my homes all across the country. And you know what I never think about? Why not list my own spot on Airbnb and host some folks at my house? I mean, my house is cute. Yes, let's make money while we're spending money. Just trying to help you out, man, because your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Questlove Supreme is a production of iHeartRadio.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Questlove Supreme. Here is part two of our interview with the legendary Millie Jackson and her daughter Keisha. So in part one, you remember these talented ladies spoke about their roots and Millie's hand in rapping and songs long before rap records were even a thing, and her fearless style. Hey, if you don't, you know, you should check it out before you listen to part two. Well, here it is, part two of Millie and Keisha Jackson on Questlove Supreme. What is it like being a teenager in our household? Like, you couldn't be rebellious, could you?
Shit. Yes, she was. I was on the road.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, Keith.
She was on the road. Okay. So, yes, rebellion was the middle name. The maid.
Oh, you had a maid?
We had a housekeeper.
Okay.
Oh, she snitched.
She loved me. She didn't snitch on everything. She told some things because she had to. She'd be found out otherwise.
Right.
So, but she was my covering. She was such a blessing to me because she loved me. Mm-hmm. It was hers. You know what I mean? Her name was Vonnie. So there were instances, and I don't know if she ever knew this, but here it comes. Report cards would come.
Man.
Baby, I mastered. Turn an F into an A.
That little digital
you turned
F
into
that little digital printout.
You didn't turn
it wasn't digital. It wasn't digital then. They wrote it. I would find
a pen. I had to bring it back. I'm sorry. I had to bring it back.
I would find a pen if it was a black or if it was a blue.
Match it,
would find a damn pen to match the color. And like I would test it on one paper. And then I would change an F to an A.
You about to get a whooping.
I would change it. We had E's as well.
We had E's, yeah.
But an F to an E ain't no good either. So I was like, well, I can't. So I just, the ones that I could change, I did. Mm-hmm. So I may have two or three F's.
But then you had to have her sign it.
But depend upon how they wrote it, how quickly they wrote it.
Do you need something?
I might be able to turn this one. She'll be all right.
Okay. In case you want a spat, you could.
And I was able to do this because, like, so in school.
Wait, I don't think you should tell the story now because the way she's staring at you.
She all right? Okay. She all right?
That's that you know you got to ride with me home look.
I got honest, too, though.
Okay. That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
So she would be overseas. You know, back then, obviously, no cell phones.
Yeah.
And so she might be gone for a month. And we knew when she was coming. Look, she boiling over there. She knew that.
I'm traumatized. Listen.
Yeah. We knew that, you know, there was a certain day of the week that she was going to call.
Okay.
That's when I had to be at the house by the phone, be inside. Your mother's calling at 3:00, that kind of a thing. But I also knew, like, there were things going on at school. Like, so if there was a dance, if there was something else going on, I wanted to go, but I knew the damn report card was in the mail pile. Mm. And I knew that when she came home, she don't know none of this. Come on. She's just
because you opened up the envelope.
Let's go.
Yeah. So the mail would come and the new mail, boom, on top. So I knew exactly where the report card was. So before she came, I would take the shit and slide it to the bottom.
Yeah.
Because she only dealt with a couple pieces of mail at a time when she came home.
I'm sorry,
if y'all can see her right now, morph into a fist.
And I
Millie's
got
on fire.
An incredible story to tell you. But that's how I used to kind of hustle. Like, okay, she gets home on a Monday. The dance is on Friday. I don't know how many. So she would deal with a couple of pieces of mail at a time. And then I'm paying attention to her. It went through that. Let me move it down a little bit further. Let me move it down. Listen, I'm going to this damn dance.
Right.
But there was one time when the damn, I couldn't go to the dance because she beat me to the mail pile beat me to the date. So I had, and I recently reminded her of this and she was like, I do not remember this.
Thank you.
She went to, so I had a dance on a Friday. I asked her if I could go. She said, no, flat out. There was a tomboy, me. So there was a window in my room, second level, across the hall from her.
Oh, God.
There was a tree that had a trunk just so perfect that I could step out. Never did this before this, but okay. I'm going to this dance. She told me I couldn't go. I snuck out of the house, had my girlfriend meet me at the corner. We got damn, I got changed in the car, the whole thing. Changed in the car, the whole thing. I felt like Ferris Bueller's Day, all that shit like that, right? Changed in the car, came back, dance over. I'm thinking, okay, I made it. Let me out at the corner. Baby is coming. Let me out at the corner. I stuffed my bed.
Oh, clothes. To look like you were laying
Yeah, because I went to camp and I learned all that kind of shit in camp.
Okay, like, until they touch you, but that's okay.
Until they touch you. Yeah. But, you know, you looking in the dark like, is she asleep? Oh, my baby's asleep. Yeah.
Right. The movies,
Keisha. Oh, my baby's right. So I come back in the window. Now, you know, this was a task. Climb back up the tree. It was a short, you know. Get up the tree, come back in the window.
One thing, if you're climbing and you go to a dance, you're
she changed
like,
her clothes
you're
already.
You dripped out already. All right, that's why I wanted to know.
She changed her clothes.
In the car on the way back.
Oh, she got
it. No, it wasn't okay. No, like, it wasn't, you know, it was, you know.
Oh, just regular.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't remember the details of what I had on, but I worked it out.
Right.
Slide back in the window. I'm tipping. Let me hang up my shit in the closet.
I'm winning.
The closet door closed. I won. I pull back them goddamn covers, and she was under the fucking blanket.
Wow.
She's scared.
Yes.
I'm quiet. I'm like, oh shit, I did it. I couldn't believe it. I go to slide it back, and she's standing there like this. She's laying there like this. I said,
so what did your mom? I'm curious after that. What happened?
I mean, I screamed.
Uh-huh.
The housekeeper Vonnie knew about it.
Right, right.
So she outside the door, like, wait. She waiting for the sounds and shit outside the door. Wow. She already know. I pull back the covers and she just, I scream at the top of my voice. And then I got my ass whooped.
Okay, that's what I was watching.
All right, yeah. That's right.
I mean, there was no breaks.
Were you only child? Was just you?
Well, by this time, no, my brother. Oh,
okay.
I have a brother.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
But he's 11 years younger.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, gotcha. Is Millie, does she pick up something? Is she a hand? Is she a switch?
She's what? Not a hand. She's a switch and a belt.
Yeah.
And I had to go get it. And I had to pick the belt.
Yes. Take your ass back out to that tree and get me a switch.
Yeah, the belt drawer was right next to the wig drawer.
Ooh. So you better not touch neither one.
So they be, you know, I'd be around the house playing, like, you know, and then go upstairs and get a belt.
You know where it is because you got that wig, so you know where the belt is.
I would hide the belt after whipping the next day.
I would too.
There was an entire drawer. There was no hiding. And if I didn't pick the right one, it was going to last a little bit long.
Oh. Wait,
there was one time where I had so many belts that it's bad enough when your parents ask you to help them. And I don't mean like go outside. I remember once my dad was like, wait, hold this for me. And then he went to get a vacuum that wasn't working. So, like, picked up the cord, and he could, it was a moment where we just had a 3-minute, like, wait, how many inches is he, like, we're, like, measuring shit.
I'm measuring
my ass. Helping
you with my abuse, yeah. I'm like, why am I aiding in my own abuse? Like, what the fuck?
I go up, if I took too long, it was hell.
Wow.
So, when did you realize that you, too, had a voice? and that you wanted to pursue this?
She always called me on stage. Like,
when did you first start?
I mean, from it's as long as I can remember, honestly. I would come to shows and she would say, Keisha, come here. I'm always sitting on the side.
Okay.
Most of the time. And she would say, come here. But it would be on the most random shit. So if loving you is wrong, here you go, ad lib. I don't know nothing about this. So I would do oohs and ahs and those kinds of things. And she was always like, you know, so she always encouraged me until I wanted to do it. Like, oh, this really? Is going to be my okay. living. Because she said, you're going to college, you're going to be a lawyer. Because
where'd you go?
Yeah. I went to, it didn't matter. Bridgeport, Connecticut, they okay. wasn't about shit. So jeez. I was just going to college just to say I went to college.
Gotcha.
That's it. But she was, you're going to go to college and you are going to be a lawyer. Because she was like, you argue back better than anybody I know. So that's what it was going to be. Mm. And so that's how, when I decided that I was singing like national anthems and doing all that kind of stuff mm-hmm. on campus. And she was like, you are wasting my money. Because I just, that's what I wanted to do.
When did your mind change, Millie? Is she supposed to be a lawyer? She still to go back and be a lawyer?
She's still thinking about the report
she's
card.
Still, listen, she's still thinking about the report card.
Were your high school friends aware of who your mom was? Because also, I mean, no. Again, epigenetics. You look just like her.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they weren't aware because...
They weren't allowed to listen?
After a couple of the report card episodes and the sneaking out of the house and climbing trees and shit.
Right.
She decided, you're going to boarding school.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Okay.
So where was boarding school? I didn't go to Teaneck High School. I went to elementary and junior high school, as mm-hmm. it was called. And then when it came time for me to go to high school, she sent me to boarding school.
And that's
and so
why you
it
like
was in South Jersey.
It was a South Jersey.
Listen, yeah. But it was also because radio,
right,
was all like everything was played on the same station. But yeah, right. that probably was my introduction to what is now called.
All right, so what is boarding school like?
It was awful. It wasn't like not
overseas in Switzerland.
No. It was in like Morristown.
Okay,
word. Like Mendham, New Jersey, right outside of Morristown, Jersey.
Were there any other black kids there?
There was like. There was 60 students
okay.
wow.
in the entire
small school. Yeah.
And the school went from 7 to 12.
Okay.
So there were some classes you'd have by yourself. And
a lot of eyes on you.
I hated it though. But so I, once again, another confession that she don't know about. I would
this is great. This is great.
I would just mess up and do shit that I knew she didn't want me to do so she could take me out.
Ah, sabotage.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Because I felt like she paying all of this money for me to go to the school, then, you know, the uniform is supposed to be below the knee. I would hem my pleated skirt higher up in the middle of the thigh. Wow. It was always kind of stuff.
It's in your system.
Yeah,
it's
in your system. Stuff that I was doing, but it didn't make a difference. So they would call, and I was always very good friends with it was run by a convent.
Okay.
So the jeez. Sisters.
Dang, really?
The sisters were right. always, they love me though. So okay. when I wanted to be on the cheerleading squad, she told me, no extracurriculars, you better get this damn school work done, da da da. But the sisters was like, oh, your mother. So when Sister Barbara Jean
wow.
would call mommy.
Two names.
To say, always had two names.
Right.
Suzanne Elizabeth, Laura Catherine. They all had.
Sister Act was real. Okay.
Yeah,
all right, cool.
Sister Act was very real.
Okay.
Then they would call her on my behalf to say, you know, she's really great. You know, we think that she'll be a great cheerleading captain, you know, and they got a taste of her. She didn't give a damn if it
don't
was
give
none.
A fuck about
she didn't
all
care
that
about
cheering.
None of that. I'm all this goddamn money I'm spending to bring her. I don't fucking, I was like, yeah.
Ah.
So yeah, they didn't catch a break.
I feel like
either.
that's an anime Millie Jackson cussing out a nun.
It's so good.
Like, oh my God.
It's good
that's,
though.
Take that to Adult Swim.
So but good. This even goes further because now your daughter is performing with you.
Yes.
Wow.
With Yara.
So are you first of all, this is she aware of the
absolutely.
Legacy?
She knows.
Always
how
been.
Old is she?
Always has been. She's 33 now.
Okay.
Wow.
Black does not crack right here, yo.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Black doesn't crack.
It's, can y'all package it up, sell it? Yeah.
Okay. Say Trick Daddy's I'm a Thug. Was that like the introduction? Like, you know, that's Grandma's song right there that he's sampling, da 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 da, or whatever. Like, it is how do you introduce?
Yeah, what was the entry point? Yeah.
For my daughter?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's always known. Like, I've always been very clear about who your grandmother is and mm-hmm. who, you know, just the legacy has always been very, very important to me. So she's always known that.
Okay.
Why didn't you want her to sing?
She was a sweetie pie. She still is a sweetie pie.
She's a sweetie pie. It skipped a generation.
Yeah, I was going to say, grandchildren. And
she's very much like my mother.
Oh, they probably best.
She don't do all the cussing and stuff like that, but she plays no games. She's very, and then just the whole, they're prissier. They're more women. Like, this shit is, you know, tomboy, sneakers. So I'll be closer to a B-girl. She wants to be like that.
That's how it's supposed
to
be.
So she's
grandmama and granddaughter. Like
that.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, y'all. You know what season it is. Tis the season for spring breaking and planning our summer travel. And if you're like me, you're already in your Airbnb app trying to find which spot is right for you. Now, listen, while I'm looking to spend all this money, what I'm not doing is thinking about making money with Airbnb. See, you got to change your mind state. Make the money while you're spending the money. How, you say, Laia, do I make the money? Well, you host at your house. And I know what you're thinking. I mean, my whole house? No, you don't have to do your whole house. I mean, you could do a room or, you know, do the whole house. So make some money while you're spending some money this summer. I'm trying to tell you, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The holidays have arrived early this year. Why wait until fall when you can get Black Friday prices now during Blinds.com's annual Spring Black Friday sale? Blinds.com's the better way to get custom window treatments totally online. No waiting around all day for salespeople to show up or dealing with inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters, motorized options. We have your patio covered for spring too. And Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home. We'll even send free samples. You can even get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Plus, free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now for the best deals of the season. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why'd you want to be a lawyer as opposed to being a singer?
I was black, and being a lawyer was a good job to have for a black person.
Yes, ma'am.
So I wanted her to be a good one and be able to give me advice on my career and stuff, because she know what attorneys do. And the attorneys that I knew more about the law than they did.
Right.
Yeah.
And she always said that. Go to school and be a lawyer so you can take care of it in terms of legal.
Yeah, yeah.
But between you and me, was there ever a moment where you were at a show and she was singing and you went, that's my baby?
All the time.
Okay. Was there a first show where you went, okay?
No.
Okay.
She had it on his mama and daddy.
Oh, daddy was a singer.
Yeah.
Okay. Singer as well. Okay. What about your parents? Were they musically, did they sing, play at all?
My mother died when I was 2.
Oh, man. Sorry.
So there was just me, my father, and his other 6 wives.
Wow.
Wow.
Before he passed, he died 9 times. I mean, before he passed, he married. The last time was like...
Because he didn't want to get rid of me.
A couple years before he passed.
You know, he was determined that I was going to stay with him. So he had to do what he had to do.
Have
so
a woman in the house.
Have a woman in the house.
Ah, okay.
And most of them only last a couple of years. But
because it was competitive. Like,
you know.
So you were the daddy's girl.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
But they wanted. They wanted, like, what's going on? So became.
I not only was I daddy's girl, I was the waitress, and you know I served the liquor on Friday and Saturday because my daddy made cone liquor.
Yes, he did. Yes, they all did. Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
In the mason jar. Come on.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
All right. So as a fan of your work, there's a question I always wanted to ask, and you know I don't know Marlena Shaw. I don't know Linda Clifford. The women who are strong-willed, the women of soul who are strong-willed on their albums, how hard is it, or how hard was it for men not to be intimidated by you if they're meeting you during your career? I mean, I'm talking about from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and on. Like, how long is it before they're just like, forgive me, Steve. Check, please. Like,
well, actually, it didn't happen, you know.
So you would turn it off once you're off stage?
My husband was my bass player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was determined that we would not have an anniversary.
Yeah, they were married 6 months.
Yeah, I'm doing the math in my head right now. Okay.
6 months.
Yeah, we got married. We were together for 2 years, but when we got married, it was over. Because,
that's what they say, see?
You know, he went to, I got a phone call from Spring, and they were very upset, and I couldn't figure out why they were so upset. And they say, because your husband came and he gave us a list of things he wanted and did not want and blah, blah, blah,
this
blah,
nigga.
Blah. And we just hoping that you'll stay with us. And I said, excuse me, could you get off the phone? And Roy Rifkin say, huh? I says, why are you wasting my time with this? She said, well, he came to see us. I said, but I didn't come to see you and you won't see him again. So why are you wasting my time?
It's your name on the contract.
You run it.
And that was the end of him.
End of the marriage.
Mm.
Wow.
I see. Okay.
I gave him his part of the money that I had put into the bank account every week. I would say it was his. This is yours, you know.
Had that man on an allowance.
This is your money to throw away. I don't care what you do with it.
God.
But this is in the bank. And when we broke up, he had $8,000 in the bank,
I
gave it to him.
I mean, parting gifts.
Hey, man. You're a real one, yeah.
Because I know women now, they're professionals, they're paying alimony.
Yeah,
and
yeah, it's real.
I gave him his $8,000.
Anybody approached you about this movie? Or did I miss a movie that was made? Because I know we
I started to write Millie.
Okay.
That's the title, just Millie.
That's all it needs to be.
And I'm 15.
What you mean?
That's all she's got. Oh, only gotten to 15
got
years
old. Oh, that's
as
far as you got 50? Oh, wow.
Damn. You going to need some help with that.
I'm saying. Yeah. Well, I got some help, and I got the person to come, and we sat down and went through all of this like we're doing now.
Okay.
And they came back with the whole script 2 weeks later, and I read about half of it before I told them to get the fuck out.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't bad. It just wasn't me.
They decided
that they was going, this is more interesting, and we're going to change it to this.
Oh,
and
that's oh no. No Hollywood. Yeah. You don't need to Hollywood your story
Hello,
that much.
You know.
No.
So I gave him, thank you for the paper and goodbye.
Wow.
Finessed him. Okay. I'm talking to you, Keish. You have roots here in Atlanta, especially in could you talk about your history with the Organized Noise family and how you got involved in that circle?
Like session work, yeah.
I guess I first met you when you were singing with Outkast when we were touring, and you've been with them for the longest.
Yeah.
So how did, like, can you just explain that, the circle and that legacy?
Peach and all them, right?
Like, so the way that came about was I signed my deal with Epic. Mm-hmm. We started off CBS Associated.
Yes.
Which turned into Epic, bought by Sony. That was it was a terrible deal. Awful. I mean, I just signed. What do you want me? What do you want? Over here? Wow. To sign it? Oh, what you? This too?
So this was you signed as a solo artist?
Yeah. This is me signed as a solo artist. And so we were, it was just at an age where we were just knocking heads. And at one point.
What year is this?
This was 80.
88 was your first record.
89 it came out. Yeah. Oh, wow. 88 is when we, I recorded the entire album in a week.
Really?
The second one was in 91?
91. Mm-hmm.
How did you get, were you fans of the Tuff Crew? Like, how did you get L.A.
No,
Kid?
I don't know how that shit came down.
Because
so,
that was a very random, I'm from Philly. So he's a god to us. And I'm like, okay, that's weird.
Yeah. So it was, I signed a deal. There was a group in Atlanta called the Voltage Brothers. Okay. And I was doing session work for them. Like, they called me randomly and said, like, studio in the house, in the closet with stocking pantyholes on it. It was like literally one of them. So,
and about how old are you at this time?
This was, I had just moved down from college. So this was 87.
Okay.
They asked me to, 22-ish. Can you come and demo this? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They came, asked me to demo this song for them because they were trying to submit it to Diana Ross.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was called Hot Little Love Affair. So they submitted the song, but the label said, well, who's the girl singing it? And so they decided, well, this is not going to be for Diana. If the girl wants a deal, she's got a deal. And then once they like, this is Millie Jackson's daughter, they were like, oh, this is easy.
Yeah.
This is easy. They didn't have to put hella stuff into promotions and stuff like that. It ain't nothing but a hot little love affair, which kind of went with the, oh, that's Millie's daughter, that kind of thing, right? So that happened. I signed the deal. Everybody took everything from me. And I was like, okay. So I asked Hank Caldwell, was the head of the black music department there. And I asked, can I just get out of this deal? So I did the second album, and they pushed the producers out the way.
Okay.
Because they were trash. And then that's where all those other connections came. And basically Vivian Scott/Chew.
Right.
She's the one, she was my product manager, and she did all that stuff.
Wow.
So half of it was done on the East Coast, half was done on the West Coast.
You also worked with Jay Swift before he produced.
I did.
Before he did
Bizarre Ride to the
So we did that. Yeah, he let me off the. He let me because Michael Jackson. First of all, that was the year that Babyface's Whip Appeal, the first freshman album, solo album, came out. Michael Jackson was on the label. I still wasn't getting no love, even though I didn't have these producers. So it was like, I was like, can I please just go?
Y'all,
so I had to wait out the production, the publishing. I waited it out. I was already in Atlanta and randomly got a call one day from L.A. Reid, from Charlis, who used to be his assistant, saying, can you come? And L.A. Reid would like you to come to the studio tonight to do a background session. Now, I had never done background for anybody but myself on those two records that didn't do nothing.
Right.
They went paper. You know what I'm saying? Not gold, but paper. Like, they didn't do nothing. So we went to the studio, and he was like, we got this new artist, Tony Braxton. Okay, well, what's the song? 7 Whole Days. That was my first studio session ever.
Really?
Ever.
Wow.
Like, background vocal session. And so we did that. Then that was good. I kept getting calls from them. Outkast wasn't signed yet.
Okay.
So I kind of vaguely knew about Outkast, but I still had a whole lot of North in me. So I really wasn't really hip to it. Not really even like welcoming it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I was like, this shit, You know,
work.
That's kind of how I
you
felt about
You on your New York
Atlanta.
Shit.
Right.
Yeah.
And Atlanta just felt slow. It was just slower moving, everything. You go to McDonald's, why is you taking so long? Or New York, it's on a timer. Boom. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 1 minute to get the food out. So
Joy. Mm-hmm. Me and Joy had kind of, I forgot how we met, but I started singing with her. Mm-hmm. One day, she called me and said, I have to work on my record, Cast, and I didn't know who she was talking mm-hmm. about. Because I didn't know Cast was Outcast.
Right.
She was like, Cast is going on the road. This was at the end of AT Aliens.
Okay.
AT Aliens, Aquemini, it was right in there.
Yeah.
And so she was like, Cast is going on the road on a tour next week, promo tour, starting in Paris. Can you go? And I was like, when? She was like, in 6 days.
Wow.
So I was like, well, yeah, because for me, I needed work. I didn't have no record deal. I didn't have nothing. So I was like, yeah, but now I got to figure out.
I'm about to say, yeah, do you have a passport this time?
I had a passport.
Okay, you did have a passport.
I had a passport, okay. But did not know song the first. So she said, rehearsal, you got to go to rehearsals. Rehearsal is, I said, when? She said, tonight. God. So I am trying my damnedest. You know, I literally went to like Turtles.
Oh, yeah, because you got to buy. You know what I'm saying?
Because
yeah.
I got to find the records.
Yeah, ain't no, right. yeah.
yeah, exactly.
Ain't no streaming.
Ain't no streaming. Mm-hmm. I had to find the records, so I went to Turtles to find as much as I could on them just so I could be half-ass prepared for rehearsal that night. Came in, and that's when I met everyone. Like, for the first time, walked in the room, it was rehearsal, it was go, it was, you know. Mm-hmm. And nobody's telling me shit, because really, they didn't, Joy did all the backgrounds.
Yeah.
Wow. Her and Peaches.
Trial by fire. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You gotta...
Her and Peaches stacked all the background. Peaches was there.
Right.
But I was still the new kid on the block. So I was still like, nobody gave a shit.
And was this the same Peaches? This Wild Peach?
Wild Peach.
Yes. Yes. I remember yes. them performances. Yes. Yeah.
And so yes. I didn't know. I, you know, I'm just, and I have a good ear. So I just listen. They play it through once. Second time I'm in, you know. So, mm-hmm. and we rehearsed for 5 days. And then we went on the road.
Wow.
And it was the very first show was... a hotel conference room at the Louvre Hotel in Paris.
Wow.
And it was just a bunch of, mm-hmm. it was that. And I was like, we done did all of this for this? Like, you know, you felt like there was 30 people in the room and nobody really clapped and nobody really gave a shit. And it was like, oh, this is whack. Like I didn't realize, because I didn't have that for my project. Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to work with Outkast. Uh-huh. But that was for BMG.
Yeah, I was about to say
it
that
was
room.
For
BMG.
It was for distribution.
That was a court, yeah.
So,
was...
I mean, you know, I didn't know. It was just, we got a show. Okay, yeah. Show me what time. Tell me what time to be at the airport. So that was kind of it. We went back home and came back a month later.
Mm-hmm. Pandemonium. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I remember. Like just seeing white kids lined up in sneaking bags around the corner, like curving. We were like, like, and we were all, Big, Dre, everybody, we were just looking out the window like we just did not know. It was Beatles mm-hmm. level pandemonium. Yep. We just had no idea. And so that's kind of when that really just kind of kicked off. But I was on the live shows mm-hmm. from then on, and Joy did all the studio stuff.
Okay.
So Sleepy came out with a project. Sleepy's Theme.
Sleepy's Theme, yeah. Vinyl Room. Yes,
right,
sir.
The Vinyl Room, that was me. And he was like, I just want you. So I did most of the backgrounds. And
you on Choked Out Saturday night, right?
I'm on Choked Out. Yes. That's me. Yes. Me and Joy, actually, okay. on yeah. Choked Out. But you can tell, like, there's a difference. And so that's what he wanted. He wanted the contrast and voices and stuff like that. So that's kind of when that started, you know.
Wow. Okay.
You know, but I never did, like, Goody.
Oh,
you know, it was all family, but like I was just always kind of locked into Cast.
And were you on Society of Soul? Are you on that album?
I wasn't on Society of Soul. Okay. I actually went to audition for Society of Soul prior to the meeting.
Okay.
And Deborah Killings called me and said, baby.
Man.
Right. Baby yeah. Deborah. Right. Honey. Deborah Killings called and said, you know they're doing these auditions, da da da, but I think they got somebody. Oh, and it was a girl named Ronnie. So I was like, well, ain't no sense in me going there. She was like, I think you should still go. I was like, no, I'm not. I ain't about to be begging nobody. Right. And it was all of that. So,
right.
you know, it was interesting, though, because I also did work with the Brat. Like, Mommy did an intro on one of Brat's albums. Mm-hmm. And then the following album, she asked me to do hooks on this song called Get Somebody. And I felt kind of... You know, I didn't really know, like, Dungeon Family,
So
JD, you know what I'm saying? Because I knew that, I mean, it wasn't any beef.
Oh,
but people didn't really go from one, like even Ludacris's camp. Like people didn't jump.
You stay in your lane.
You stay,
right.
And so I didn't know how they would feel about that. But for me, like I'm not signing
I'm a gun for hire. Yeah.
Exactly. And I wasn't Dungeon Family anyway. And in my head, I was like, I was doing this shit for I ain't niggas doing this shit.
I was like,
I do what I want to do. You know what I mean? So, but it, you know, it ended up being fine, but it was definitely a thought, you know.
I see. All right. We do have to wrap up, but you got to please tell me how your Yacht Rock project started and what was the whole genesis?
No.
I thought I was just listening.
Sign language.
No.
Wait, I thought I had some gum on my beard.
Nah, bro.
Fonte was intrigued.
I was just listening.
Because he's looking at me like,
I'm just listening. Nah, we good.
You cameras out there. Can you tell me about the Yacht Rock Review project?
So there was a guy named Graham Marsh. We had done some studio stuff together, and there was he was doing some corporate stuff for like Home Depot. Wow. And Home Depot had this contest that year where they were, their employees could audition and sing whatever, and they get to go to Vegas for like a week and do this talent show for their corporate annual meeting kind of a thing. But it was the entertainment. So Yacht Rock Review was the band that Graham had brought in. Mm-hmm. And then he brought me in to sing background. Okay. So after we did that one corporate gig in Vegas, it was like, oh, this is butter. Like, how much is my check? And I'm just singing like four, five cover songs. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Are we doing the annual? I was waiting for the annual. I brought my daughter out. We was hanging out, you know. But anyway, Yacht Rock Review was the band. I was a singer. And after that first thing, they said, you know, would you be interested in singing with us? Because they just wanted to make the harmonies more full and everybody plays and da-da-da. So that's kind of how that started. And then after about a year, they were like, we want to bring in another singer. Do you know anybody? And I was like, my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Right? Keep it in the family. Singing,
you know. But she and we're good contrast because she's like has a high, clean, Minnie Riperton kind of thing going on. And so that's what that's been doing. So but because of boarding school, I knew all the music anyway. You know, Hall & Oates, Doobie Brothers, I knew all of it anyway. And then I found out soon after that they were the ones who actually trademark branded it. You know, like, so they were, I don't know if they were the first people to actually do it, but
They were the ones that owned the toy, set it off.
Yacht Rock?
Yacht Rock Review, uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I've been working with them now for 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's and we did an album, did one album, which I have, a piece of vinyl for you.
Yes,
for you.
Yes, I will take it.
And I was trying to give it to you at Fallon, but my luggage got lost, and so I'm running around with Big the last time we did
it. Right, exactly.
And I'm running around New York trying to find All Black. Because my bags never made it. So, album never made it. But it's here.
Thank you. Ladies, I have to say, you know, I'm still thinking about the whole climbing in the tree. And
so is Millie.
Yo, imagining my dad.
And she's still thinking about the report card.
Imagining my dad.
That was the report card. You're right.
Oh, my God. Pulling the sheet back and seeing your
mom. Oh, my God. I mean, I was traumatized.
That might have to be a movie.
Yeah.
That's a black version of Ferris Bueller.
In my mind, she said, it's me, bitch.
with the ending of House Party. No, for real. I, in all seriousness, you know, we first of all, thank you guys for doing our first episode in almost 3 years in person.
Yes. P.S. Amir, when we said we was doing this, y'all were the first people. Amir was like, we got to call Keisha and get her and her mommy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Straight up.
I'm such, you know, immense fan of yours.
Yeah, this is one talented fucking family.
Yeah, with
PH. Fucking thank you.
Aw, fuck you guys. On behalf of Keisha and Millie and Fonticolo and Laia and Sugar Steve. Shout out to Cousin Jake and Unpaid Bill somewhere on Sesame Street. This is Questlove, and we'll see you later.
No.
Let's go.
I have to give you the name of my latest album. You think I came up here for nothing to do all of this and just not get promo or nothing here?
I totally forgot. Yes, let's pay some bills. What are we working
Millie
on
Millie Jackson on the Soul Countryside.
Returning, that's right.
She did a country album.
Yeah, yes.
Wow.
And the guy she's on the cover with was a boyfriend, and I didn't like him. That was him.
Hold on, right, that's the story.
That was so long ago, I forgot.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I never knew that was him. I know that record cover very well.
But being born, you know, right down the road, the only thing you could get was country. Right. So I grew up with country music, except, well, after midnight, if you put your hand on the radio and use it as an antenna, you could pick up Nashville.
Right.
Which was the R&B side of Nashville.
Okay. You know,
yes. Mm-hmm. But.
So no aluminum foil?
When I'm in my car, which once or twice a week for a half an hour, I'm listening to country music.
Don't touch her radio. Mm.
It's country.
I would never.
I understand that.
Who are some of your favorite artists?
Well, I put it to you like this. When I went to Carnegie Hall to see Kenny Rogers, he said if he had known I was in the audience, he would not sang Sweet Music Man.
Right, she redid Sweet Music Man, and he presented her with like $1 million gold check, gold-plated check on a gift box.
Cash
it was gold-plated
that?
Child. Can we can't cash it. But
damn it.
Yes. Beautiful. Yes. Wow. But I was riding to the supermarket one day, and I heard this song. I'm gonna drive like hell through your neighborhood, pull my Silverado up on your lawn, crank up a little Hank, sit on the hood and drink. I'm about to get my pissed off on.
Who is that?
I say, wait a minute. What? I could get my pissed off on.
Fuck yeah, you've been getting your pissed off on.
Right, I want to get my pissed off on. And I'm listening. I'm going to shine my headlights up into your window.
Let her sing.
Throw empty beer cans at both of your shadows. I didn't come here to start a fight, but I'm up for anything tonight. You've gone and broke the wrong heart, baby. Left me redneck crazy. I said, kiss my ass.
Right when it got to that lyric,
Redneck crazy.
I can't sing no redneck crazy, but I like getting my pissed off on. I went on to the store, came back home, went online, looked it up again, called the band and said, we go in the studio tomorrow. And I'm going to shine my headlights up into your window. I'm going to throw empty beer cans at both of your shadows.
When R&B, right.
I didn't come here to start a fight, but I'm up for anything tonight. You've gone and broke the wrong heart, baby. Left me black bitch crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Questlove Supreme. We thank you very much. We'll see you next time. Thank you. Questlove Supreme is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.